Wow, so it was 4 years ago I met yourself and indeed got all the signatures from people who had listened to Radio Nova, who thought this was a bad thing and who wanted this to be stopped. You know, listeners to Radio Nova are music fans, obviously, and we're keen to make sure that ticket touting and the fleecing and ripping off fans came to an end. And it looks like finally, 4 years later, we are now on that road.
My goodness, it really does move at a snail's pace. So what's going to happen today, Noel, if you can tell us and talk us through how this sort of thing will go into legislation now? And there, going forward, we will only ever pay face value for tickets and touts will be a thing of the past.
So that's right. So Cabinet today, which is the top of the government, will approve the final ticket touting bill, with a view to having it implemented by the end of May. The reason why the end of May is because the promise all along was to have it in place for Euro 2020 football, if you remember, Marty. Now, of course, it's now 2021, you might have noticed. Euro 2020 was delayed for a year, of course, and indeed a lot of things have been delayed. And I suppose people will be asking themselves, listening to this, well, why on earth are you bringing about legislation now to stop ticket touting when there are no concerts, there are no matches? Surely this is the worst time in the world to be bringing it about. But I suppose it's about preparation for when we start to lift off out of COVID and when we start to open up concerts and matches again to fans, because that probably will be at restricted numbers. So accordingly, the demand for tickets and the pressure on people to pay touts multiple times face value will be higher than ever.
Well, you hear those horror stories of people not only paying way above and beyond face value for tickets, at least some of them get in, but you also hear of people who've paid way beyond face value and been sold an absolute fraud and somebody else is in their seat because they've been doubled or tripled up or whatever.
This is it, Marty. And I mean, it breaks me heart because I've been campaigning for it. Whenever people get into situations like this, they often end up emailing me. And you have people like who have paid upwards of €1,000 sometimes who cannot get access to the concert, mostly concerts where that level of ripping off takes place. And I don't think it's right that there's someone on the other side of that transaction, you know, making a killing out of it either.
So 4 years ago, yourself and our current Minister for Health, Stephen Donnelly, brought all of this to the forefront. And now, 4 years later, we're finally able to go, this will be a thing from next month. Thank you for what you did. And thank you, Stephen Donnelly, for what he did as well back then, bringing this to the forefront. Great work.
Really, really appreciate it. And thank you to Radio Nova for all the support and for being against ticket touts all along.